The French troops were killed in a battle with Taliban insurgents, who officials say attacked NATO forces on Monday about 50 kilometers east of the Afghan capital, Kabul. Before heading to Afghanistan to honor the troops, French President Nicolas Sarkozy reiterated his country's commitment to fighting terrorism. France is expected to complete a deployment of 2,600 soldiers in eastern Afghanistan by the end of the month. Daniel Korsky, a London-based defense specialist for the European Council on Foreign Relations, says the attack is the latest example of resurgent violence in Afghanistan.
It's an incredibly dangerous mission that both French and other NATO allies are on, and what we've seen since 2007 is an increasingly capable Taliban insurgency, able to hit not just at civilian targets and the reconstruction effort, but also against NATO soldiers.
Korsky says the French government is serious about its commitment in Afghanistan, but the troop deaths may fan doubts on the part of ordinary French about putting their soldiers in the line of fire, doubts that have been voiced in other European countries with troops in Afghanistan.
The bigger problem is going to be with the French public. The mission in Afghanistan hasn't received as much publicity, perhaps deliberately, and I think to a large extent the number of deaths that we're now talking about may spark the debate that has taken place in Germany and Britain and many other European countries, but hasn't really taken place in France yet.
The killings in Afghanistan amount to the deadliest attack on French forces since 2004, when 9 French troops were killed in northern Ivory Coast during the civil war in that West African country. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.